Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Hey, I apologize for that long delay. Yeah, I called the customer. The customer was extremely upset. She says, "Oh, well, I looked up the specs of the dishwasher that's in the space, and compared to the specs of the unit that the tech was supposed to install, the unit that I selected is actually smaller than the unit that's currently in the space." And, you
That's
know,
impossible. No, that's impossible. That GE, I know those GEs. Okay. Well, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Excuse me.
you're good. You're good. It's no problem. I'm not saying that you did anything wrong. What
No,
I
no. I
couldn't, what
understand. I appreciate that.
I basically just let the customer, vent her upsetness, and I didn't argue with
Yes.
her. I didn't make a single, mention that the tech knows better. The tech wasted his time. He's not getting paid anything for having gone to your residence. Blah blah blah. I didn't say anything to her about that. I just let her
Good.
vent, I let her say whatever she had to say, accepted that, and thanked her, for verifying the information that I needed to have verified. Then I called the DOD, and then the DOD rep calls the customer. So, of course, customer's still upset because the customer wants to vent to the DOD rep. So she wants to tell the DOD rep, all the same things about how she looked up the measurements of the unit that's already in the space. It's bigger than the one that she selected. The tech should have installed the unit. He didn't even take the unit out of the space. He didn't even attempt the install, blah, 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 blah. So she held him up on the phone for forever. This guy that with the DOD, he doesn't know. He doesn't know. But he doesn't know. He. But what I told him, what I basically explained to him is that you're the professional. You do this 6 days a week, multiple times a day. You would know better than any one of us if
Oh,
the
yeah.
unit's going to fit. I also let him know that you don't get paid if you go to the
Yeah.
customer's house and you can't do
Yeah.
the job that you're sent to do. I told him, I said,
Yeah.
look,
Oh,
the breeze.
believe me, I want to install it. I want to.
Exactly. And I told him, I
Yeah.
said, look, this trip charge, this little trip charge that I'm requesting a breeze code for, it's $15. That may or may not even cover the cost of the gas that it took for the tech to even
No.
drive out to the customer's
No, no,
residence.
no, it didn't. No, it didn't. No.
See, exactly. So, so the guy with the DOD, he was nice. He was just, he just played, played Switzerland. He's just gonna
What was
play
his name?
neutral. His name was Matt, and I have the breeze code available whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
And that breeze code is 280-836-986. But yeah, that just
Thank you.
calls. You're welcome. Yeah, that just calls for you to have to wait for an extra long amount of time, because the customer wanted to vent to me. She
No, I
wanted to
get it.
vent to the
Yeah.
DOD rep, and the DOD rep doesn't
Yeah.
know any better. And the DOD rep tried to bring up, or he did bring up that, oh, well, we've had a similar case before where the tech said it wasn't going to fit, and we sent out another team, and they got the unit in there, no problem. But I'm not going to take any sides here. I'm just going to stay neutral. I'll get you the
Yeah, you
breeze
know what?
code.
We were probably the team that got it in, no problem.
Well, maybe so, but previously that particular install had been reported as the unit being too large for the space. And then another team went out and they got the unit to fit in the space after another similar situation that we're having today where, the tech says it doesn't fit. Then another team goes out and it actually does fit. And
Right.
yeah, so either or way, I've got it sent over so we can get you your trip charge.
You
There's
know,
nothing.
here's the thing, right? Customers are, this is the way they think. Oh, okay, so we only need to do this to get it in. Yeah. Okay. And they won't tell anybody. They'll call their cousin or their brother and they'll come over and they'll like take the whole countertop and move it. Or they'll take the flooring out and they don't tell anybody. And then somebody else comes along and says, "Oh yeah, we put it right in."
Oh yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, that happens
Yeah.
all the time.
Yeah, it's
All the
ridiculous.
time. And you know, I don't blame the customer. I don't blame the customer because if they're willing to adjust their counters and their flooring, I don't blame them if they can do it, you know, rather than paying a pro. Or I mean, if it was me, I would just order something different that will fit. That's all I would do.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir. I completely understand
that. Yeah, and
that.
That's what I recommend all the time. And I spell it out. I brought up the specs for the new dishwasher on the customer's phone. She had it on an internet order. And I showed her, do you see the height of the dishwasher? She said, yeah, 33 7/8. I said, so that's 2/8 or 1/4 inch taller than your countertop to your floor. I said, how am I going to do that? How will that go in? I showed her that, you know, and I said, so what you need is something that'll go down to 33 1/2, because that's below 5/8. And it'll give her 1/8 of an inch to play with, and it'll go right in. Now, I explained all that to her.
Oh, very nice.
Because I was, yeah. Well, I felt bad because I had a medical appointment this morning that I wasn't aware of until last night, so I wasn't able to adjust my schedule. So I was late for the delivery, you know. But I kept in touch with the customer. I you know, had called her earlier. When I within the window, and I said, you know, I had a medical problem this morning, and you know, so. And she was fine with it. She was very nice until I said it's not going to fit. Once I said that, you know, she was upset, and I understand that. So, but I'm the one that has to bear that news to them sometimes.
Oh yes, sir. I understand that. I know how that is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, I oftentimes get, you know, tasked with calling customers for reschedules and things, you know, like if they're scheduled for tomorrow, I may be calling them to tell them, oh, well, we're sorry, we have to reschedule you, and the next available day is a week or 2 weeks out or something. So, yeah, I know how it is to be the guy that has to bear the bad news. That's a pain.
Yeah. It's a pain sometimes, but what are you going to do?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, all righty. Well, we'll get back. Oh, you're very welcome.
I appreciate your honesty and transparency. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. And we'll get that trip charge added to the order for you as quickly as possible. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
Nope. You've been very helpful. What's your name?
All right. Miles.
Miles, thanks.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to XPO. It was my pleasure to assist you. And I do hope you have a good night.
Thank you, Miles.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.